Classic Short Stories, Volume 7. Stories are one of mankind's greatest artistic achievements. Whether written down or spoken, they have an ability to capture our imagination and thoughts and take us on incredible journeys in the space of a phrase and the turn of a page. Within a few words of text or speech, new worlds and characters form, propelling a narrative to a conclusion with intricate ease. Finely crafted, perfectly formed, these miniature masterpieces, at first thought, seem remarkably easy to conjure up. But ask any writer, and they will tell you that distilling the essence of narrative and characters into a short story is one of the hardest acts of their literary craft. Many attempt, but few achieve.
The Lagoon by Joseph Conrad. The white man, leaning with both arms over the roof of the little house in the stern of the boat, said to the steersman, "We'll pass the night in Assat's clearing. It's late." The Malay only grunted and went on looking fixedly at the river. The white man rested his chin on his crossed arms and gazed at the wake of the boat. At the end of the straight avenue of forests cut by the intense glitter of the river, the sun appeared unclouded and dazzling, poised low over the water that shone smoothly like a band of metal. The forests, sombre and dull, stood motionless and silent on each side of the broad stream. At the foot of big towering trees, trunkless nipa palms rose from the mud of the bank, in bunches of leaves enormous and heavy that hung unstirring over the brown swirl of eddies. In the stillness of the air, every tree, every leaf, every bough, every tendril of creeper, and every petal of minute blossoms seemed to have been bewitched into an immobility perfect and final. Nothing moved on the river but the eight paddles that rose, flashing regularly, dipped together with a single splash, while the steersman swept right and left with the periodic and sudden flourish of his blade, describing a glinting semicircle above his head. The churned-up water frothed alongside with a confused murmur, and the white man's canoe, advancing upstream in the short-lived disturbance of its own making, seemed to enter the portals of a land from which the very memory of motion had forever departed. The white man, turning his back upon the setting sun, looked along the empty and broad expanse of the sea reach. For the last 3 miles of its course, the wandering, hesitating river, as if enticed irresistibly by the freedom of an open horizon, flows straight into the sea.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?